Chapter 48. On This Rock. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Jesus. 1885. For nearly 20 years, Mrs. Eddy had known her mission and had been working tirelessly to fulfill it. Many earnest students had perceived that she was anointed of God above her fellows, but from Daniel Spofford to Emma Hopkins, they had proved unable to sustain and maintain their own understanding when under fire from the enemy. Mr. and Mrs. Knapp had experienced the enemy's fire following their instruction the previous winter. Now they were overjoyed to be gaining new strength in this first class in the fall of 1885. Before the term ended, Mrs. Eddy explained the 12th chapter of Revelation, which had not yet been included in Science and Health, but would soon appear as Apocalypse in the new revision. Her explanation had profound meaning for one member of the class, for although she had made no reference to herself, Mr. Knapp exclaimed, "Thou art the woman." The teacher turned to him. Had the thought behind his utterance been one of personal sense, he would have received a rebuke, as had Daniel Spofford, when she wrote, quote, "The way you set me up for a Dagon is wrong, and I implore you to return forever from this error of personality," end quote. But she gave Ira Knapp a sweet smile. It had been more than 3 years that Mrs. Eddy had been aware of her own identity, longing for recognition in the eyes of just one student. But materiality and intellectualism blinded the eyes of her followers to her spirituality and her true identity. The humility of Ira Knapp had opened his eyes and awakened his spiritual sense to behold God's messenger in her true being. Though she made no comment as she read his thought and answered with a silent smile, in her heart she responded, quote, "Blessed art thou, Ira Oscar Knapp, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my mother which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." End quote. The booklet, The Latter Days, with evidence from the Great Pyramid, that had foretold the date of the Revelator's awareness of her own identity, had also stated that November 15, 1885, was an important date in English history. The event of the latter date had had its genesis in the classroom of the Metaphysical College in September or October. When the Knapps returned to their farm in New Hampshire, Ira's thought was no longer on forming or community affairs. Every day he was to be found poring over his Bible, and most especially the chapter of Revelation. In time, he became known among his scientist friends as the Revelation Man. By the 15th of November in 1885, the revelation that had come to him that day in the classroom was firmly grounded upon a rock. At last, one student had beheld the Christ upon which she must build her church.